Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Mem Aleph, and we are starting in the middle of the Amud with Halacha Beis and Vilna Sadaf. It's on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Lo Yim Kar Adam Espeirosav. A person is not allowed to sell his produce. What type of produce? Mishabol Anus Hamaisres. It's already reached Anus Hamaisres, so it's ready Chayav in Maaseh. And who's he not allowed to sell it to? Lemisha Ena Neman Al Maaseres. To somebody who's not trusted to take off Maaseh, because his fellow might eat it without taking off Maaseh, and that's Lifnei Iver. Furthermore, Veloy B'Shvias, he's not allowed to sell produce that have Shmita status. Lemisha Chashad al Shvias, to someone who's chashad that he's not going to eat them with proper Kedusha. Now let's say Vim Bichiroi, some of his produce has ripened, but some of it hasn't. Not al Sabachiris, Umaychas Hashar. He should just take the ones that have already ripened, and he could sell the rest, even to an Alma Aretz, somebody who's not careful with Maestres, because it hasn't yet reached Anus Maestres. The Mishnah continues, Loim Karat Mes Tivnoi, Ves Giftoi, Ves Zagov, Lumisha Ein Neman al Maestres, Loitzman Mashkin. A person who's not allowed to sell these three things to somebody who's not trusted a Maester, because he's going to run into issues. What are the issues? So this is really two separate categories. Tivnoi, his Tevin, his straw, is problematic because it has good kernels mixed into it, and when the person who's not trusted on Maestres is going to be processing them, he's going to find these kernels and he's just going to eat them without taking off Maaser. That's problem one. Problem two is the next two things, which is Gifta and Zagov. That's referring to leftovers of his grapes and olives that were used for making wine and oil, and the person who's not Neman al Maestres is buying them Lahoitzi Mehen Mashkin to squeeze them and get some juice out of them. Well, that's Chayv and Maaser, and once again, we're afraid that the person's not going to separate Maaser, so we're not allowed to sell it to them. Mem Alfon Beis on top, Vim Hoitzi. Chayv Maestres. If juice was taken out of these leftovers, one is Chayv take Maestro off of it. Upatr not Truma, but it's Patr from Truma. And why is that? Shatayrim, because when a person separates Truma, Belibay al Kaitim, Valstadin, Valmashib Sechateven, he has in mind that he's also pottering things that are not fully cut and those that are coming out the sides and that which is inside the straw. And so therefore, we could assume that the Truma is already taken off of them, but not the Maestro. We continue Al Kerste Yerek Basuria. If a person buys a field of vegetables in Surya, which is right outside Eretz Yisrael, however, Jewishly owned land and produce is chayiv in Maaser, and he's buying this field from a guy. So imachaloi ba'ol einus ha-maisres, chayiv. If he purchased it before everything growing here reached einus ha-maisres, so it's chayiv in Maaser, because that means it reached einus ha-maisres in the yid's rishos. Umisha ba'ol einus ha-maisres, potter. But if he bought it once it reached einus ha-maisres, then everything here is potter from Maaser, because that means it reached einus ha-maisres in the rishos of the guy, and therefore there's no chiyuv. And furthermore, v'leikid kedarka b'haylich, he could pick like regular and keep on going, even though he's harvesting all the vegetables himself, and it's going to take him quite some time, and some new stuff might grow and reach Einus HaMaestres in the Yid's Rishos. He doesn't have to be worried about that, and everything here is potter from Maaser. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Afi Yizkor Poilim V'Yilakeit, he should make sure to hire workers to pick everything here, because when he bought the field, everything is potter from Maaser. But if he waits longer, stuff might grow, and that's Chayv in Maaser, therefore we should hire workers, and they'll take everything at once. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, when was it said, Bizmancha Kana Karka? That's only if he bought the land from the guy. Abul Bizmancha Loi Kana Karka. If he didn't buy the land from the guy, he just bought the produce, Aval Pisha Loibal Einus HaMaestres, Potter. Even if the produce had not yet reached Einus HaMaestres, it's still Potter for Maaser, because the only produce which is Chayv in Maaser in Surya is if it was grown by a Yid. But here it wasn't grown by a Yid, it was grown by a non-Jew, and the Yid just purchased the finished produce. Now Rabbi Yemer, Rabbi says, Aflafi Chashbin, and the Gemara, we're going to explain what Rabbi means. Now the Gemara just explains the first part of the Mishnah, where we said, a person is not allowed to sell his produce to somebody who's Chashed on Maaser, Kini Masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is saying, says the Gemara, Lo Yim Kar Adam Sadehu, a person shouldn't sell his field. It's not limited to produce, it's also his field that shouldn't be sold to somebody who's chashad al maestres. However, Shimon Matar, Shimon allows to sell a field b'nei shu aymer loy, because he could tell him, Harei machart yas shali, tzeve tava shalcha. I sold mine, you should be tavea yours. Meaning the guy who sold his field could tell the kayin, for example, look, I sold my field, now you go to the fellow who bought it, and you be tavea, you're trumas. And therefore there's no problem to sell the field. Membez armalav on top, now going back to shitas chachamim, avar umachar, let's say he was iver, and he sold it. He shouldn't have, but he did sell it. What's it then? Maaser va'echol. He has to separate maaser only off what he is eating. Meaning whatever the previous owner of the field is eating from the field, that's what he has to separate maaser from. Ve'ein maaser mashu meicher. He does not have to separate maaser from that which he sold. Ve'ein anu achrayin l'ramayin. We don't have to be responsible for a ramai. Over here, a ramai doesn't mean a trickster or a swindler. It just means somebody who's not going to separate maaser. In other words, we're saying, even though chamim hold that he's not allowed to sell this, if he did sell it, we're not going to knas him and make him separate maaser for the entire thing. He only has to separate maaser from that which he's going to eat, but that which was purchased and is going to be eaten by the buyer does not have to have maaser separated. If the buyer doesn't want to separate it, that's his issue. He's going to have to give din v'cheshbon, not the seller. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.